This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Too many people like Carlos suffer unnecessarily, particularly near the end of their life. Palliative care is the holistic branch of medicine that focuses on quality of life, reducing the burden of illness symptoms, and helping people die in their preferred location. Palliative care marries issues of prevention and anticipation and management of a large number of issues, from pain to psychological and spiritual stress to social needs. We're not great, but we're becoming reasonable at creating opportunities for those with terminal cancer to access palliative care. But there are other terminal conditions where a person is not expected to live more than a year, conditions like kidney disease and heart failure and liver failure and severe lung disease, where we're not doing very well at offering palliative care services, which means that patients are not being offered complete wraparound care. Carlos had numerous ailments, including liver failure and heart failure and chronic kidney disease, but he did not have cancer. A recent study published in JAMA looked at 146,000 people who died. The researchers compared whether palliative care was offered to cancer patients and those with other terminal illnesses. 73% of cancer patients had access to a palliative care specialist compared to only 43% of non-cancer patients, a 30% difference. This meant that more people with cancer were able to die at home, their choice, than those with other illnesses. They were also able to have their symptoms managed by palliative care specialists. Part of this difference between cancer doctors and other specialists regarding care at the end of life may be explained by training. As a part of their training, cancer doctors learn about palliative care and work closely with palliative care specialists. This is not always the case for heart or lung or kidney doctors. These organ-based doctors are far less focused on end-of-life issues and more on life-extending treatments. Perhaps this is one reason why by the time Carlos's doctors asked for palliative care, he had only another 24 days to live. He missed an opportunity for many of the benefits that come from palliative care services, including a chance to build a relationship with his palliative care team, a chance to clarify his goals for care, and to discuss his preferences for the location of his death. He died in a hospital emergency room. There are far more people with life-threatening non-cancer illnesses than there are with life-threatening cancers. To care for all of these people properly, we'll need to train more palliative care providers, and we need to involve them in care far earlier than is the current practice. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.